I don't think it's that I'm incompetent when it comes to technical things. I think I was just born 100 years too late. I probably would have fared better when they hadn't invented so many machines and appliances and computers and so on. I mean, I would have done fine in those simpler days. I mean, sometimes it's just embarrassing. I can't, you know, get a lamp to work, or I can't get some appliance to work, or no matter what I do, it doesn't go on. I mean, the ending is too often the same. My youngest son would come, and he'd say, "Dad, is it plugged in?" No. Oh, I didn't check that. I hate that. So many times, we tinker with everything, and we miss one simple factor that needs to change. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you about God's blessing and broken things. Now, our word for today from the Word of God offers a possible diagnosis for why some important things in your life aren't working so well right now. Maybe you're like me. You're trying to get things working at the house. You've tinkered with all the different parts of the problem. Well, have you considered the possibility that it isn't working because God's withholding his blessing? And it won't work until God gives his blessing to that part of your life. You say, well, why? Well, because something he really values may be missing. Yeah, our word for today from the Word of God in Psalm 133, verses 1 and 3 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity, for there the Lord bestows his blessing." Did you catch that, what the Lord is saying there? I put my blessing where my people are together and unified. The implication might be this: where they are not unified, I do not put my blessing. Well, let's look at your personal frustration right now. That door is not opening. That money that just doesn't come. Maybe the child who won't respond. The results that just aren't coming no matter how hard you work. Could it be that you're not plugged into God's blessing because, well, is there a fractured relationship, a strained relationship right now? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 tells husbands to treat their wives properly so their prayers will not be hindered. Whoa, did you hear that? In other words, when that relationship with your wife isn't right, God may not answer your prayers. Maybe your children will not come around until mom and dad deal with the walls that are between them. Your church maybe won't grow until those factions come together in common cause, like rescuing the dying people all around you. The money, the answer, it's not going to come maybe until you fix that broken relationship. See, that broken relationship, and you know which one it is breaking God's heart. Do everything in your power to take down the walls that might be costing you the blessing of Almighty God. Keep checking until you understand what is there that's broken that God says needs fixing. Quit tinkering with the problems that really aren't the problem. You have to go check and make sure you're plugged in at the right place. Check the power source. And the power source is a current called the blessing of God. There is nothing worth sacrificing his blessing for. And no sacrifice too great to have his blessing. He's told us where he puts that. He's told us where he gives that blessing. It's when he sees his people hand in hand.